It's Friday, August the 8th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 5 p.m. Anti-Corruption Commission investigator Oberti Inambao testified in the 480 million Namcor corruption trial, denying prior knowledge of former managing director Emmanuel Mulunga before his arrest. News on One's Envalde Mateus reports Inambao dismissed witch hunt allegations and revealed Mulunga was allegedly to receive a 3.2 million vehicle from fugitive Victor Malima, disguised under Mulunga's cousin's name.
Former Namcor managing director Emmanuel Mulunga is seeking release on warning, with his defense lawyer claiming that the charges are baseless and politically motivated. His lawyer argued that there is no proof that Mulunga owns the 3.2 million Namibian dollar luxury vehicle, which was bought on his purchase and registered under Mulunga's cousin's name to hide ownership by fugitive Victor Malima.
Trustco Group Holdings Limited has been presented with a private acquisition proposal from Feltbridge Holdings Limited to fast-track its listing on a leading U.S. stock exchange. Trustco's Neville Basson confirmed the offer covers CEO Dr. Quinton van Rooyen's full shareholding, along with debt assets exceeding 5 billion Namibia dollars, roughly 281 million U.S. dollars held by the founding family.
Feltbridge structured the offer through an equity exchange mechanism, offering Dr. Quinton van Rooyen or his nominee over 7.3 billion common shares and 5,000 Series B preferred shares in the acquiring company. The Series B preferred shares would provide Dr. van Rooyen with majority voting control in Feltbridge.
Shade Kavanas, the Landless People's Movement's councillor for Windhoek, has publicly criticised chairperson Deshia Fela Laranja for conduct she describes as unethical and divisive. According to Kavanas, Laranja's actions, ranging from spreading slander to emotionally manipulating fellow councillors in the city of Windhoek, are damaging the council's unity.
I therefore request the following interventions. Number one, that the ministry and the CEO initiate an investigation into this councillor's conduct, especially where it interferes with council functionality and unity. Number two, that mediation of facilitated dialogue be introduced to restore professional decorum and team cohesion, that the councillor in question be cautioned and held accountable under the relevant disciplinary provisions of the Code of Conduct if found to be in violation, and that a broader discussion be held on mental and emotional safety of councillors in toxic environments and how these environments compromise.
The High Court in South Africa's Pretoria has ruled that late former Zambian President Edgar Lungu's mortal remains must be repatriated for a state funeral. This ends a legal standoff between the Zambian government and his family, who wanted to bury him in Johannesburg. Lungu died 2 months ago while receiving treatment in South Africa. Deputy Judge President Aubrey Ledwaba upheld Zambia's right to honour Lungu, stating public interest outweighs personal wishes.
It is ordered that the applicant is entitled to repatriate the body of the late President Edgar Lungu for a state funeral and burial. The eighth respondent is ordered to immediately surrender the body to a representative of the Zambian High Court to repatriate the body to Zambia.
Internationally, the United States has increased its reward for information leading to the arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to $50 million, accusing him of being a major narco trafficker. According to BBC, U.S. officials alleged he's directly linked to drug smuggling operations, while Venezuela's foreign minister dismissed the move as pathetic political propaganda. Maduro's re-election in January was widely rejected over alleged vote rigging. The heightened bounty underscores Washington's continued pressure campaign against his government. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.